All right. Greetings and God bless you. It is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to heal my emotional pain and to clear the muddied waters in my marriage. And then I took my artwork and used it as inspiration to create products such as journals and t-shirts and cards and sneakers. Amen. And I no longer say that I produce power from my pain. I decree and declare that I am God resilient, because if it was not for the Lord, I would not be here before you on today. So I thank you for joining me for God Resilient with Dr. Letitia Webb. Amen. And it is the first Sunday in February. As we have been stating the last couple of days, man, 2024 came in with a bang, and it is definitely moving. Amen. And I am just forever grateful unto the Lord. I don't know his plan for my own life, so I definitely don't know his plan for your life. But I pray that God will reveal his plan to you step by step, and that you would learn to trust him with his plan for your life. Amen. You guys know that we are firing off on all cylinders. We are on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and we are recording the podcast. Amen. So if you are with us, let me know. I would love to give you a shout out and send you some love this morning. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, I see Elise is here. God bless you, Elise. It is wonderful to see you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yes, for God to bless me and my family, we love you as well. Amen. So we definitely do not want to belabor the hour. We want to get right into what we came to do. Amen. Which is to pray, to process information from our devotional God Resilient, and to pursue God's word. Amen. So let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we worship you. Lord God, move, Lord God. Speak, Lord God. Reveal, Lord God. Heal, Lord God. Deliver, Lord God. Extend your grace, Lord God. Show us your mercy, Lord God. Provide for us, Lord God. Protect us, Lord God. Lead us, for you are our shepherd, Lord God. Make the way for us, Lord God. Father God, we love you and we praise you and we worship you. Father God, we call on your name. Your name and your name alone is worthy of our praise. We continue to seek ye first thy kingdom and thy righteousness, Lord. Give everything that we need. You said everything that we need will be added unto us. So we are standing on that promise that everything we need, we shall have. We love you, Lord. Now, Father God, I yield myself to you. Hide me behind the cross. Be my shield and my buckler. Father God, speak through me and have your way in me. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. So let's get into it on today. And so last week's topic was, it is necessary. Amen. And each day God just took us through different aspects of how important it is to love him and to worship him and to obey him and to turn aside from evil, to make a decision, amen, to be vessels of honor. My God, God just really spoke with us. But then we closed that topic on yesterday with Deuteronomy chapter 11. And man, oh man, did God minister to me. God revealed some things to me. He gave me this sense of peace within my heart that if you remember what I have done for you in the past and you obey what I am telling you to do today, honey, where I have you going in your tomorrow, it ain't even gonna look like your past. It ain't even gonna look like where you come from. And if you obey me, that I am going to do it for you. You ain't gonna have to sow. You ain't gonna have to irrigate it with your hands. I'm gonna send the rains. I'm gonna take care of it. I'm gonna tend to it from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. My God, all you got to do is remember and obey. I'm telling you, I pray that that word blessed you. If you are in a season or if you are in a situation that God has you doing some stuff and you don't understand or you are in a place, I am just asking you to just remember what God has done for you in the past, knowing that He is not a respecter of persons. That if He did it for one person, He will do it for you. Amen. And that where you are is not where God intends for you. Where you are is not the final destination. Amen. There is a place of inheritance for you. Amen. God has something in store for you. I am telling you, I pray that that word blessed you. And I pray that you will get into Deuteronomy chapter 11 for yourself so you can read that word and get it into your spirit and get it into your heart so that God will encourage you. Amen. So you don't look at your current situation as the final destination. Your current situation is not the final destination. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so what is interesting as I was seeking the Lord about this week's topic, that Deuteronomy 11 just stayed with me. Like, it didn't go anywhere. So I'm like, okay, God, how do you want me to approach this week with your word? Amen. And I began to reread Deuteronomy chapter 11. And then when I was studying, so let's actually turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11. Amen. And you guys know that I read in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And so when you read Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1, it says, therefore, love the Lord your God. Now, a lot of times when someone puts the word therefore at the beginning of a sentence, it's a conjoining word that connects the thought before with the, you know, the preceding thought with the succeeding thought. Amen. The word therefore conjoins or connects the preceding thought with the succeeding thought. Amen. And so I'm like, okay, God, now that means that the train of thought did not begin at Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1. Remember, the Bible was given addresses for study. And what I mean by address is like, okay, when you say Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1, that's an address for that particular scripture so that you can quote unquote locate it. Amen. For reference and for studying and for preaching, right? So these are addresses, scriptural addresses. So I'm like, okay, they're scriptural addresses, but we got to remember that these were letters. These were writings. They didn't write with addresses. They didn't break up their own writings the way that the Bible is broken up for our study. Amen. And so that means that Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1, is a continuing thought from Deuteronomy chapter 10. And I'm like, okay, Jesus, so let me go back to the succeeding thought in Deuteronomy chapter 10 so that I could fully understand what the Lord is stating through Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 11. Amen. So we are going to begin this week's topic, which is the requirements of God. Amen. Put that in the chat. The requirements of God. That's this week's topic. Amen. And so we are going to begin this week's topic with Deuteronomy chapter 10, starting at verse 12. Amen. And the word of God states, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you except to fear the Lord your God by walking in all his ways? To love him and to worship the Lord your God with all of your heart and all your soul. Keep the Lord's commands and statutes I am giving you today for your own good. The heavens, indeed, the highest heavens, belong to the Lord your God, as does the earth and everything in it. Yet the Lord had his heart set on your fathers and loved them. He chose their descendants after them. He chose you for his people out. He chose you out of all the peoples, as it is today. Therefore, circumcise your hearts and don't be stiff-necked any longer. For the Lord your God is the God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, mighty, and awe-inspiring God, showing no partiality and taking no bribe. He executes justice, for the fatherless and the widow, and loves resident aliens, giving him food and clothing. You are also to love the resident alien, since you were resident aliens in the land of Egypt. You are to fear the Lord your God and worship him. Remain faithful to him and take oaths in his name. He is your praise and he is your God, who has done for you these great and awe-inspiring works your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down to Egypt, 70 people in all, and now the Lord your God has made you numerous like the stars of the sky. Therefore, Deuteronomy 11, chapter 1. Love the Lord your God and always keep his mandate and his statutes, ordinances, and commands. Now see, in order for us to get the full revelation of Deuteronomy chapter 11, we have to read Deuteronomy chapter 10. And of course, there's a whole lot more to read in the first five chapters of the Bible, of the Old Testament. But to stay in context with this topic of the requirements of God, how are we going to remember and obey him if we don't understand his requirements? We have to know what he is requiring of us so that we can obey him. Amen. And so what we find in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 through 22 are 10 requirements. Amen. God bless you, cuz. It's wonderful to see you this morning. God bless you. Amen. We have to look at the 10 requirements of God that we see in Deuteronomy chapter 10. Amen. So now let's take a look at each one of these, starting at verse 12. Now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you except to fear the Lord your God? That is the first requirement that God is stating in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12, to fear the Lord your God. Put in the chat, fear the Lord your God. That's requirement number one. Before we can even get to the blessings that God has for us, we need to understand what he requires. And when you understand what he requires, then you can obey him. Amen. Fear the Lord your God is the first requirement. Walk in all his ways is the second requirement. Amen. Put in the chat, walk in all his ways. Not some of his ways, not the ways that you like, not the ways that are comfortable to you, not the ways that you choose, but all of his ways. Amen. Number three, to love him. You want to fear him, walk in all of his ways, and then you want to love him. Amen. Number four, you want to worship the Lord thy God with all of your heart and all of your soul. We are talking about the requirements of God. Amen. This is what God is requiring of us. Amen. To fear him, to walk in all of his ways, to love him, and to worship him with all of your heart and all your soul. Amen. In verse 13, and that was just verse 12. In verse 13, it says, keep the Lord's commands and statutes. Keep his commands and his statutes. Amen. Then when you go down to verse 16, amen, it says to circumcise your hearts. That's number six, to circumcise your hearts. Number seven, don't be stiff-necked any longer. And it's very interesting. We got to pay attention to the fact that the word of God says, don't be stiff-necked any longer, because the Israelites were a stiff-necked people. The Israelites did not obey. They were obstinate. They murmured. They complained. They turned to other gods. So God is saying, circumcise your heart and don't be stiff-necked. Amen. Then number eight says, down in verse 18, to love the resident alien. Because you were resident aliens at one point. Amen. Or love the foreigner. Amen. Don't treat people who are not of your kind mean or hateful. Love them. Don't worship their gods. Don't follow their ways, but love them. Amen. Then it says, be faithful to God. Fearing God and keeping his commandments is different from being faithful to God. Amen. And then take oaths in his name. There are 10 requirements of God. Amen. And we must be obedient to what the Lord is requiring of us. Amen. And then it says, he is your praise. God is your praise. He is your God who has done for you these great and awe-inspiring works. God did that for you. He did these things that your eyes have seen. Think about it. Your fathers went down only 70 in number. But now, God has made you numerous like the stars of the sky. Can you imagine starting out with just one who was Joseph? Amen. In Egypt. And then after Joseph's identity was discovered, amen, and the plan to save people from the famine was implemented, and his family, his father, Israel, came to Egypt to reside with them, and they lived in Goshen. They grew in number, and they were numerous, like the stars of the sky. Amen. Can you imagine going down 70 deep and then after a while you're being more numerous than the stars in the sky? That's God. Amen. So because God did that for your family, for your forefathers, the heritage where you come from. Therefore, now we can better understand Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1. Therefore, because the Lord did that for you, therefore, because God is with you, therefore, because God keeps his promises, therefore, because God delivered you out of Egypt, therefore, love the Lord your God. Love the Lord. Keep his statutes. Remember God. Remember what he did for your forefathers, as well as what he did that you witnessed with your own eyes. Amen. We shouted yesterday with Deuteronomy chapter 11. But my goodness, let's take a step back and let's look at what God is requiring of us in Deuteronomy chapter 10. Amen. If you have any questions or comments about this word, definitely put it in the chat. Amen. Because before we can get the blessings, we must be obedient. Amen. Yes, he is our praise. He is our God. But God requires things from us. And we must be obedient to the Lord. Amen. So that is all that I have on today. If you have any questions or comments, definitely put it in the chat. I would love to hear from you. Amen. Did you get any revelation out of this word? Amen. Do you see the connection between, you know, the succeeding thought and the preceding thought? Amen. Definitely. We have a few more minutes before we hop off on today. Amen. The requirements of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, if we don't have any comments, any questions, any scriptures or anything, I just want to take this time just to say God bless you. And that we activate the resurrected power of Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb of God. Amen. Jesus is the Son of the Living God. Jesus shed his blood on Calvary. And we take his blood and we put it on our doorpost, amen, for signs that the death angel shall pass over when they see the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus. We declare the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Amen. We release the blood of Jesus into the atmosphere. Amen. Decreeing and declaring that anything of demonic influence, that anything that emanates from the kingdom of darkness must pass over because of the blood of Jesus Christ, because of the blood of the Passover Lamb. Amen. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, is the Passover Lamb. Amen. And we plead the blood of Jesus. We put the blood of Jesus out into the atmosphere, on the Facebook Live, on the YouTube Live, on the podcast. Amen. In our homes, amen, on our husbands and our children's, amen, that the blood of Jesus Christ stands as a testament with the resurrection and the life and the power, amen, that the death angel must pass over when they see the blood, that anything emanating from the kingdom of darkness must pass over when they see the blood, when they hear the blood, when they know that the blood of Jesus stands and the blood of Jesus covers. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is against all and everything that is evil that emanates from the forces of darkness. Amen. That we stand on the blood of Jesus Christ. We decree the blood of Jesus Christ. We declare the blood of Jesus Christ. We plead, we post the blood of Jesus Christ on our doorpost. Amen. On our foreheads. Amen. On our hearts. Amen. That the blood of Jesus Christ saves. The blood of Jesus Christ redeems. The blood of Jesus Christ delivers. Amen. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The name above all names, Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the Living God, the Word, amen, made flesh, the light of the world, the Good Shepherd, amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for the blood. We thank God for his blood. We thank God that Jesus Christ rose from the dead on the third day with the keys of death and Hades in his hand. We praise God for for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank God for his plan of sending his only begotten son to die for our sins. Amen. And salvation belongs to us. Amen. And it's not God's will that anyone shall perish. Amen. But that all come and believe and accept the work of Jesus Christ. May you accept the work of Jesus Christ. May you turn away from all evil. Amen. And may you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, that you may not perish. Amen. May you not perish. Amen. It is not God's will that any man should perish, amen, but that all accept the bloodshed of Jesus Christ, that all accept the salvation of Jesus Christ, that all believe in their hearts, amen, and believe in their hearts in it, and confess with their mouths, God bless you, Dr. William Webb IV, that Jesus is Lord, amen. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord, amen. And he ascended back unto heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Amen. And the earth is his footstool. Amen. May you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. May you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Amen. And may you share this message with others that you know, Father God, who are hurting, who are operating in wickedness, who needs the message of salvation on today. May God bless you. May God turn you away from every evil decision. May he pick you up out the pit, and may he set your foot upon a rock, and may he establish your goings. Every viewer, everyone who is watching, everyone who is chiming in, I extend unto you grace and love and mercy and the salvation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All you have to do is accept. Amen. God loves you. He cares for you, and it is not his will that you shall perish. Amen. I love you guys. Mwah. God bless you and have a wonderful day in the Lord. And we will be back tomorrow. Mwah. God bless you.